Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we've got some music from Duke Ellington, a trumpet great Lee Morgan, a band out of the States known as Eight Bold Souls, also music from Brazil from a beautiful sax player by the name of Norbert Stein, and we've also got some music from Canadian sax player Brian Barley a little later on in the show. Starting things off this afternoon, a wonderful trumpet player from the West Coast by the name of Dave Bendigeit, and his rendition of a Freddie Hubbard composition entitled Up Jump Spring, and that's from his album entitled Thoughts of a Gentleman. This is Dave Bendigeit starting off this edition of In Transition. Thank you. What a wonderful version of Freddie Hubbard's great composition entitled Up Jumped Spring. That was a fine trumpet player from the west coast of the United States by the name of Dave Bendikite. And we had Smith Dobson on piano, Larry Grenadier on bass, and Vince Latano on drums. And the name of the album is called Thoughts of a Gentleman, and it's released on a label called Quartet Records. Right now we're going to listen to some music from one of the greats in jazz piano, and that's Kenny Barron. And this is a recording that he made for the Verve label in 1993. And it features Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Ralph Moores on soprano and tenor sax, Rufus Reeds on bass, Victor Lewis on drums, and Mino Cinelu is on percussion. We're going to listen to a couple of originals from Kenny Barron, the first one being Ambrosia, and then we're going to go into a composition called Wildlife. And the name of the album is called Other Places, released on the Verve label. was music from pianist Kenny Barron and two originals. Last song that we just heard was called Wildlife, and before that we listened to Ambrosia. It featured Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Kenny Barron on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and some fine drumming on that last track from Victor Lewis. Mino Cinello was on percussion, and the name of the album was called Other Places, released on the Verve label. Well, here's some music from an up-and-coming sax player back in the early, actually in 1970, he recorded this album for CBC. But shortly after the taping of this session, Brian Barley moved from Montreal to Toronto, where he hoped to find more outlets for his creative talent. But little was known as to what was going to happen. In June of 1971, Brian Barley died a tragic and accidental death. He was only 28 years old. And this is the only recording that I believe is available of this fine young and up-and-coming talent. We've got Daniel Lessard on bass, and Daniel was born in Quebec City, a bassist who's been influenced by the likes of Jimmy Garrison, Ron Carter, and Scott LaFaro. On drums, we've got Claude Ranger, who's also a Montrealer and one of the most skillful drummers in Canada. He was heavily influenced by Elvin Jones, Max Roach, and Tony Williams. We're going to listen to two compositions from this fine CD released by Just In Time Records, and we're going to listen to 2x5 and Oneliness. This is the music of Brian Barley, tenor sax and soprano sax. Thank you.
see, and hear the world. As the Canadian Museum of Civilization presents its 1996-97 See and Hear the World concert series.
Legendary gospel performers, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, have brought audiences to their feet for over 40 years. Their sound has evolved and continues to challenge the traditional definition of gospel music. Spiritual and uplifting, the Mighty Clouds of Joy will move you with their energetic music and choreography Friday, February 21st, 8 p.m. at the Canadian Museum of Civilization. Tickets are $20 for adults and $16 for museum members, seniors, and kids under 17.
For more information, call 776-7000. See and hear the world at the Canadian Museum of Civilization.
We just listened to some music from sax player Brian Barley and two compositions, the last one being Oneliness, and before that, 2x5 with Claude Ranger on drums and Danielle Lessard on electric bass, recorded for the CBC label back in 1970 and re-released by the good folks at Just in Time Records in Montreal as part of their Just a Jay's Memory series. And this one is recommended highly. A beautiful young talent, too bad that he passed away at an early age, but at least we have this as a testimony to his fine music making. We're going to go now back to Dave Bendekite's quartet, the CD that I opened up the show with this afternoon. We're going to listen to two more original compositions this time from Dave Bendekite, the first one being Floating, and then we're going to follow that up with a beautiful song called A Sky Blue Life. This is music from trumpet player Dave Bendekite.
Thank you.
What a lovely composition from trumpet player Dave Bendikite. That was a song entitled A Sky Blue Life, and some beautiful piano there from Smith Dobson. The name of the album is called Thoughts of a Gentleman, released on the Quartet label. And I'm not sure if you're able to pick this up in the stores or not. You might have to order it, but if you need any information regarding this CD, you can call me in the studio at 562-5967. Before that, we heard another original from Dave entitled Floating. Right now we're going to listen to a fine trumpet player that really made a name for himself on the Blue Note label. And unfortunately, I find that there wasn't enough attention given to this beautiful trumpet player. His name was Lee Morgan. And we're going to listen to a beautiful composition of his entitled Pneuma, recorded September 29th, 1957, at Rudy Van Gelder's studio in Hackensack, New Jersey, where some of the most classic recordings from the Blue Note label occurred. This one features Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. This is music from trumpet great Lee Morgan. The name of the composition is called Pneuma.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
from 1957. That was music from trumpet player Lee Morgan, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and some fine drumming there from Philly Joe Jones. The name of the song was called Numa, and the name of the album that I got this from was from the Complete Blue Note Lee Morgan 50s Sessions, released by the good folks at Mosaic Records. And word has it that this particular box set is almost sold out, so I happened to get a copy of it before that did happen, and all the better for that, because there's some fine music on this recording. But I'm sure you'll be able to pick this up in your favorite CD store. I believe it is available on the Blue Note label, so you might want to check it out. Again, the name of the song was called Numa. Right now I'm going to be featuring some music from a very interesting band out of the States known as Eight Bold Souls. And this is taken from an album that they recorded for the Arabesque Recordings label in 1994. The name of the album is called Ant Farm, and we're going to listen to a composition called The Big Dig. It features Robert Griffin on piccolo trumpet and Harrison Bankhead on bass. Also featured on this selection is Dushan Mosley on trap drums. So let's listen to this very interesting band, Eight Bold Souls. The name of the album is called Ant Farm. Composition is called The Big Dig. Thank you.
Susan Epps, the Innocent Broad. Please join me here at CHUO 89.1 FM every Wednesday at 12 noon, where my show, The Creative Force, takes me around the country talking with people who create peace, harmony, and beauty in our world.
CHUO Funding Drive 97, February 28th to March 16th. Call in and pledge during our 17-day on-air drive in support of CHUO programming. Our goal this year is $25,000, and you can help us achieve it. Help CHUO keep airing the quality programs that you've grown to love. CHUO Funding Drive 97, February 28th to March 16th. Support your local frequency.
We just heard some music from a band out of the States known as Eight Bold Souls and a wonderful composition entitled The Big Dig, and that was taken from an album released on the Arabesque Recordings label. The name of the album was called Ant Farm, released in 1994. Well, here's some music from Duke Ellington from a period that was not very known to Ellington fans out there. This is Ellington's capital years, the early part of the 1950s, and I thought we'd listen to three compositions. We're going to start off with Three Little Words, Orson, and Buddha. And Orson is a song that was co-written with Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, and Buddha is an original from the great writer Billy Strayhorn. Three Little Words was written by H. Ruby and B. Kalmar, and again, this was recorded in the early part of 1953. Music from Duke Ellington on In Transition.
Thank you.
From April 9th, 1953, that was music from Duke Ellington and a song written by Billy Strayhorn entitled Buddha. From April 7th of the same year, we listened to two compositions, Orson and Three Little Words. And this band, in this particular period of Ellington's career, featured some great players, including, for example, the trumpet section includes Clark Terry, Cat Anderson, and Willie Cook. Ray Nance was on trumpet and violin, Quinton Jackson, Britt Woodman, and Juan Teasel on trombone, Russell Prokop on alto sax and clarinet, Rick Henderson on alto sax, Paul Gonzalez was on tenor, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet and also tenor, and of course a mainstay in the Ellington band, Harry Carney, was on baritone sax, of course Ellington on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, Butch Ballard was on drums during this period. And on vocals, not featured in this last set, was Jimmy Grissom. And I believe he added a lot to the band during this period. And it was an interesting period for Ellington. And some people tend to neglect this period in Ellington's career, focusing more on his great RCA recordings and OK recordings, some of the early great stuff that Ellington did back in the 1920s and early 30s. Right now, we're going to listen to some music from a fine sax player. His name is Norbert Stein, and he released an album called Blue Slit from the Pata Masters, Pata Music label, and I believe this is out of Germany. We're going to listen to three compositions, the first one being Ruth is Back to Joseph, and then we're going to listen to Mother Earth and Call Me. And this features Michael Hupel on soprano flute, alto, bass flute, and subcontrabass flute, Rainer Winterschladen on trumpet and kalimba, and Klaus Magis on drums, bass slit drums, berimbo, and percussion. And of course, Norbert Stein plays tenor and soprano sax, as well as bass slit drums, marimbula, silver sticks, and an instrument known as the kan. So let's get started with some music from this fine musician. The name of the album is called Blue Slit, musician Norbert Stein. Thank you.
Hi, we're the uninvited.
Well, part of the uninvited.
And the others couldn't make it today.
Anyway, we're pleased as punch to tell you about our gala 5th anniversary show. Keen, eh?
Oh, shut up. Yeah, for a 20th of a century now, we've been entertaining you all with our unique brand of radio comedy.
And now we're bringing it to you live.
Well, as live as we can make you sound on a Monday night.
Well, what's that supposed to
mean? Nothing, just tell them when and where.
That's at the Liquid Monkey, 105 Murray Street, starting at 9 o'clock.
And it's a benefit for CHUO. That's Monday, March the 10th. Come down and see us.
Does that mean I'm going to have to wear clothes?
I'll knock it off.
See Uninvited's 5th anniversary show, Monday, March the 10th, 9 p.m. at the Liquid Monkey. This may be your last chance to see them all together alive.
Thank you.
Music from Norbert Stein and the Patamasters. The name of the album is called Blue Slit. And that last composition that we just heard was called Call Me. Before that, Mother Earth and Ruth is Back to Joseph. Again, the music of sax player Norbert Stein. We're going to continue now with music from, again, trumpet player Lee Morgan. This time from February 2nd, 1958. This one features the great Sonny Clark on piano. Doug Watkins is on bass and Art Taylor's on drums, and a wonderful, wonderful version of All the Way.
Thank you.
Fine example of Lee Morgan's ballad playing. That was a song entitled All the Way. And I remember, I believe there was a movie that Frank Sinatra made way back when, and he did a lovely version of that song. One of my favorites. That was from February 2nd, 1958. Sonny Clark on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor was on drums. Well, we're going to go back to music from Eight Bold Souls from their album Ant Farm, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled Furthest From My Mind.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was music from Eight Ball Souls and a composition entitled Furthest From My Mind. The name of the album was called Ant Farm, released on the Arabesque Jazz label out of New York City. And again, the name of the band was called Eight Bold Souls. We're going to conclude this afternoon with some music from an alto sax player mainly from the 60s. His name was Lou Donaldson, and this session is from April 27th, 1961, and was recorded at Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. And it features Herman Foster on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, Dave Bailey's on drums, and Alec Dorsey is on congas. We're going to give a listen to the alternate take of this CD. The name of the album is called Gravy Train, and this is the alternate take to the title track written by Lou Donaldson. So here we go with Gravy Train, Lou Donaldson and Company. Thank you. Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Hope you enjoyed the show this afternoon. I'll be back next week with some more great jazz. Until then, have a great week. Stay tuned for some fine German music until 4:30 p.m. Bye for now.